In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all peace, pray for us. Amen. This Father, Queen of all saints, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing on volume 34, 6, 18, 19, 37. Luis has got about a year and a half to write. And this, she's coming to the end of Jesus revealing to her this new and divine way of holiness. And, you know, how glorious is this, that our God is giving to us this new and divine way of holiness. It's so wonderful. It's so beautiful. Our Lord wants us to really embrace this. So here, as we begin volume 34, 6, 18, 1937, as the soul submits and we see within our divine boundaries that are intermittable, we feel captivated. So here, this captivization that God brings about, this new and divine way of holiness that our Lord is asking us to live, is God is captivated, that he finds a soul that submits, that is docile, that surrenders. That's reflection of Our Lady's life. And this is why this gift of the divine will is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, to surrender, to submit, to be docile, to say yes to God. And then he says, we see within herself our divine boundaries that are intermittable. We feel captivated. Here our Lord is he sees himself, and he's enamored by who he sees. God is so beautiful, so holy, so perfect. That's what the beatific vision is. We're just captivated by God's beauty, by his love, by his, for all eternity. And what, we're never going to get bored. He's infinite God, holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. And Jesus says at this point, we, triune God, feel captivated, and we pour into the soul new oceans of love, this sea of love, so great that the soul feels drowned, unable to contain it all. The soul then makes it a gift to everyone, past, present, and future, to all created things, to the saints, to the angels, to their very God, and even to the hearts on the earth who are more disposed to give the gift of the sea of love that she has received. So this new and divine way of holiness that's come upon the earth is given to all the world at this point. And right now, our job is to read, study, and put this into practice, to give this to everybody. Our job is to make sure that everyone receives this new and divine way of holiness, to the angels, to the saints, back to God. We want God to participate in himself. And he breathes into us his image and likeness. So this gift given to us is now given to all the world. And God says, we, triune God, feel we're ourselves being given to everyone, and make all of humanity, past, present, and future, love us, triune God. So again, this is the new and divine way of holiness that God is asking of us to possess. Again, it's very, very important that we begin to live this abundant life. This is what Jesus is asking. So, volume 35, 8, 9, 1937. Our Lady, the Celestial Queen. Our Lady's love is so great that by virtue of our most holy divine will, Our Lady bilocates within each creature in order to prepare the interior of their soul. So this, Jesus says, one of the great gifts of the divine will is the bilocation of Jesus and Mary into us, the new Adam and the new Eve into us, teaching us, leading us, guiding us, directing us. So the bilocation is not the bilocation of the saints, But it's Jesus bilocating into us, Our Lady bilocating into us, and then taking us where they want to bring us. And again, this is so essential. Even into the hearts of all humanity on earth who are disposed to this gift of this ocean of love that the soul has received. Now, Luisa has received it, and now she's asking us to enter into this. So Jesus says, we, triune God, feel ourselves being given to every human being, past, present, and future, to make every human being love us, triune God, with the love that God has given to Adam in the beginning. So again, it's this new and divine way of holiness that's coming for all the earth. So he says very, very clearly, our celestial queen's love is so great that by, this is volume 35, 8, 9, 1937. It's so great that by virtue of our divine will, she bilocates within each creature to prepare the interior of their souls. And then Our Lady synchronizes them with her immaculate heart, her maternal heart. And she clasps these souls in her arms to dispose them to receive the life of the supreme fiat. So here, this is, again, you fall more in love with Jesus. You fall more in love with Our Lady. You fall more in love with the Holy Church as time goes on. Our Lady's love is so great, the Mother Theotokos, Mother of God, that by virtue of God's holy divine will, she bilocates within each creature to prepare the interior of our souls, getting us ready. She synchronizes them with her maternal heart. She clasps them in her arms to dispose them to receive the life of the supreme fiat. Oh, how Our Lady prays to our adorable divine majesty from within each human heart and saying to us, please hurry, my love. I can no longer be contained. My love can no longer be contained. Please hurry, hurry. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then Our Lady says, I want to see my children living together with me in that same divine will that forms all of my glory, all of my richness, all of my great divine inheritance. We're going back to where Adam was before the fall, but even more than that, we're going back to the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, and the true life of Mary, the new Eve. It's a double whammy. That's why on Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. We're happy about this because now Jesus dying on the cross, taking our place. Now we receive more. We receive the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Forms all my glory, all my richness, and the greatness of my divine inheritance. Trust me. So that whole thing of Jesus, I trust in you, is also for Our Lady. Trust Jesus, trust Mary, and I shall know how to defend my children as well as your own divine will, she says to the Father, that is also mine. So here, how great it is that we're just beginning to see this new and divine way of holiness. And the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the happier we are, the more we begin to live this new and divine way of holiness. Someone called me. I usually don't answer the phone when I'm giving a talk or at adoration or Holy Mass, but what Jesus says here is just astonishing. Going back, they said, could you read it again? That this fullness of the divine will takes place after we leave earth. You know, it's you have to understand, this is why some people get upset. You're not teaching the right thing. You know, everybody was living in the divine will. No, if you read the writings, it's very clear. After we die, we're going to enter into the fullness. If the great gift is given to the earth and we're transformed in the twinkling of an eye, as Jesus says, we'll be living in the divine world, in the fullness of it, when the devil is cast out, when the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven. But until that point, what Jesus says, it's, they said, could you say that again? It's so clear. It's so clear. Yes, it is. It's very, very clear. We want to live in the divine will. We want this, but that great event hasn't taken place yet. God is getting us ready for this great event. If we think we're in the divine will now, can you imagine what it's going to be like when the illumination of conscience happens, when the 3 days of darkness happen, when we enter into that new day, that fullness of that, of the divine will? So again, Jesus is getting us ready. He's getting ready us for this new and divine way of holiness. And he needs us to cooperate. So, okay, so Jesus says this very clearly, volume 35, 8:23, 1937. My blessed daughter, how happy I am when I see the soul disposed, wanting to listen to me. That, what does that mean? Wanting to read, wanting to study, wanting to put this into practice. How excited I get, how happy I am to see a disposed, wanting to listen to me, teach these lessons, speak these truths, reveal my promises. Let you know my secrets. He says, to receive the great gift carried by my word. I never speak if I don't see that the soul is disposed. In fact, if the soul is not disposed, my word cannot deliver that gift that my word itself generates. So here he says, I found one. I found Louisa. And now I speak to you, Louisa. You're putting it down on paper so that I can speak to all of humanity that wants this gift. If I see that they're disposed, I can give it to them. But if they're not disposed, they're not going to listen to it. They're not going to read it. They're not going to study it. So we have to look at our life. How much are we focused on the writings of Louisa? Look, Jesus, when I see a soul listening to me, wanting to listen to me and receive the great gift of that my word, the word of God is speaking, my word, I never speak if I don't see the soul disposed. In fact, if the soul is not disposed, my word cannot deliver that great gift that my word itself generates. Now, he says, you must know, the more the creature seeks my divine will, the more the creature wants to know my divine will, the more creature loves my divine will, the more the creature does not let it escape in all her acts, doing every act, every thought, every word, every deed in the divine will, calling upon the divine will, asking for the divine will, the more its fullness grows in her, the more attention, a longing, a desire for its life is enough for me to make the divine will grow within the soul. That's like he says, adding another molecule to the conception of Jesus in our heart. And oh, how admirable this life grows and gently pushes the soul so high as to reach the heights of the divine spheres, to know its height, its highest and most intimate secrets. Now, the intimate secrets of God are way beyond what he showed to the saints. Now, we love the saints. We read the lives of the saints. We study the lives of the saints. We listen to the dogma and doctrine that they taught and helps us understand the truths of the Catholic faith. But Jesus says, I want to give you more. Not just to do the will of God like the saints, something that's holy in a human manner, saintly in a human manner, but I want to now share in the intimate secrets of God, which come to you in a divine manner. He says in volume 35, 9:6, 1937, our love is so great that it does not want to stop. We, triune God, are all eyes to watch whoever wants to live in our divine will. We are all ears to listen to whomever calls the divine will to live the divine will within them. We are all love to lean our great love upon the little love of the soul. So as soon as we see the soul disposed, We form our speaking life in the soul. We narrate to the soul the story of our most holy divine will, the long story of our eternal love. And oh, how much we, Triune God, love that soul and are longing to be loved by that soul. We've just begun. See, love grows, and it's the fullness is not here. The fullness is not here yet. We're just getting a glimpse. Like I said, the door to the kingdom is closed. Any light that we see is just the light that's coming under the crack of the door. When that door is opened, when the kingdom of God is established on earth as it is in heaven, a new and divine way of holiness is coming to all humanity. Right now, that light is just the crack under the door of the great light of God behind the heaven. And when that door is opened, we're going to be enveloped in this divine light. See, it's the book of heaven is the beginning of living this image and likeness of God. Again, the image and likeness of God that Adam lost. And what is the image and likeness of God? The true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. And Jesus says, when we see a soul disposed, we try and God form our speaking life. We narrate to the soul our story of our will, the long story of our eternal love, and how much we love that soul. And our longing to be loved is finally happening, beginning with this soul. We want to find her human will, willing to receive, willing to desire, a sigh, forming the space, the little shelves on which we can place our divine will, that which we want to give, and that which we do give. These desires, these sighs are like the ears that listen to us, the eyes that look at us, the hearts that love us, the minds that comprehend us. We're right at the beginning. This fullness is we're going to enter into. And then for all eternity, we're going to enter into the beatific vision to enjoy the beatific vision of God, adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. We begin to do this when we walk into church and genuflect, saying, you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. When the priest holds up the host, we say, my Lord and my God. I want to spend time with you in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I don't want to ever leave. I have to leave to do my chores, my duties, but I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I glorify you, God. I worship you, Lord God Almighty. It's just beginning. Bind 35, 9/12/1937. For us, Triune God, doing good is a passion. Giving. This God is gratuitous. He's constantly giving. Giving is the continuous delirium of our love. And finding a soul who receives it, that's Louisa first. Mary lived it as Theotokos is mother of God. Jesus possessed it as the Son of God. But now Louisa, who lived this, she receives it. And then we feel our life, our rest in that gift received by Louisa. Therefore, we love so much the first one, Louisa, who disposes herself to receive this birth from us, Triune God, and that we, Triune God, trust Louisa. We, Triune God, make Louisa our secretary. And Louisa, feeling so loved by us, makes the commitment to love us for everyone, past, present, and future. We're learning this from Louisa. That's why when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. It's just not our family, our friends, our neighbors, our nation. It's for all of humanity. This is what Jesus taught her. And now he's teaching this us. He says, we are feeling so loved by us. We feel so loved by us. She makes the commitment to love us, God, for every human being, past, present, and future. Oh, what contest between us, and Luis said, us begins. A new beginning for humanity. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. And God is saying to us, I gave this to Luisa. Do you want to participate? I mean, it's her gift. Do you want to participate one with her? Learn from her what I have done. Read, study, put into practice what she memorized. Begin to live this life, knowing it, loving it, possessing it. So he says, Luisa, you must know that each word of ours is an outpouring of divine love that we make with each human soul. Each word that I speak to you, Jesus says, is an outpouring of divine love that we, Triune God, make with each soul who wants this gift. Luisa's our example. Why? She took the example of the new Adam and of the new Eve. She possessed this. Jesus says to us, learn from Luisa. Study from Luisa. Don't put your own words in. Study from Luisa what I taught Luisa. So every word spoken on our divine will is an outpouring of divine love that we, Triune God, have already won, Luisa. And receiving refreshment from this outpouring of the love of the one, we have continued to speak to form the chain of our outpourings of love for all of humanity. See, as you read this, your family is changing. As you study this, the world is changing. As you put it into practice, the universe is changing. He says, therefore, letting us, Triune God, speak to you when you read is the greatest good that can be done for humanity. And our love being requited and giving divine life to humanity is the greatest glory that we, Triune God, can receive. It's to go back to where Adam was before the fall. God is so in love with us. God is so amazed by this. It's astonishing. It's astonishing, Jesus says. He says, what can one word of ours not do? One word spoken by God not do? It can do anything. It can do everything. And it can be said that whoever is disposed to listen or read, this is what Jesus is saying, it gives life to our word. In fact, we, Triune God, never speak if we don't find at least one who wants to listen to us. You're the one in the family who's listening. You're the one in the neighborhood that was listening. You're the one in your parish that's listening to it. You're the one in the world that's listening to it. Therefore, the one who does listen to us loves us, Triune God, so much that we, Triune God, feel as if she wanted to give us life, divine life, in the midst of all of humanity. And we, Triune, give this soul, Luisa, and the soul is linked to Luisa, our life at her disposal. Why? To bring everyone to heaven. What do you want? I want the kingdom of God on earth as it is heaven. I want everyone to have the possibility to say yes to God. And that's why at the moment of death, if you haven't read The Last Surprise of Love, God is giving everyone the chance now and at the hour of our death. That hour of death, Jesus says, he spends with each soul. And he reveals to that soul everything. At that last moment of life, that second lasts an hour, Jesus says, where I talk to the soul and I show the soul who I am. I show the soul what heaven is all about. And ask that soul at that last moment, would you be willing to say yes to God? Read The Last Surprise of Love. You know, at that moment of death, Jesus says, is the hour of our death, which we pray every day. Now and at the hour of our death, amen. Be with us, Lord. You're going to be surprised how many people are going to be in heaven. And you're going to be surprised how many people you thought were in heaven are not going to be there. It's God knows the heart. He knows what you desire. He knows everything about you. And some souls have gone through a terrible time on earth, victim souls, and that is their glory. They were more like Jesus than anybody else. Being misunderstood, abandoned, spit upon, rejected, neglected. Look at Lazarus. He was in heaven with Abraham, but not the rich man. You don't even know the rich man's name. Jesus wants us to listen to him. He's the word. He speaks to us. And what he's done in this glorious time is he's given us the book of heaven. When we find the one who wants to listen to us, the one who does listen to us, loves us so much that we, triune God, feel as if the soul wanted to give us life in the midst of all of humanity, and we give to that soul our life at her disposal. What is that life? To bring everyone into the kingdom. My daughter, Jesus says, the power of one act in my divine will is such as to seem unbelievable. As you, Louisa, were calling everyone, I, Jesus, felt loved by all of humanity. He says this over and over to Louisa. When you pray in the name of everyone and everything, God hears everyone praying, past, present, and future, with your voice. I hear everybody, Jesus says, with your voice. As you were calling everyone, I felt loved by everyone. And since you have a human will, free and capable of acquiring merit, as you admitted your act, my divine will unleashed from itself a greater love, a greater glory, a greater happiness by which all humanity felt invested. You see how this is changing the face of the earth. Everything is changing. God is getting ready for us to get into the kingdom. So things are falling apart here. It's the world. If our treasure is in the world, it's going to go the way of the world. What's the way of the world? By fire. The kingdom is coming. The fire is the fire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's going to consume the world in love. The angels and the saints feel a greater glory, a greater happiness, and feel even more loved by God by this act that you do in the divine will. While the earth receives more aids, the earth receives more graces according to their dispositions. Everything's coming to the fulfillment. The fullness of time Christ was born. The fulfillment's coming. And everything's going to be heaven on earth. 535, 920, 1937. In order to be able to say to humanity, to the soul, you must imitate us. You must do it as we, triune God, do it. We say to the soul, we want to imitate you and do it as you do. So he says, we're to imitate God, to do it as God does it. And God says, we're going to imitate you and do it as you do it. There's not going to be a difference between heaven and earth. This is not becoming a saint. It's that drop of water sharing in divinity. That drop of water enters into the chalice and becomes wine. We want to imitate you and do what you do. But we can do this in the soul in whom our divine will reigns. In the soul who does this, we can do anything. We pour out our love. We imitate each other because she is in completely disposed to doing whatever we, triune God, want, image and likeness. Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than me. How can we do far greater things than God? If you're completely disposed, you'll do whatever the triune God says we want to do. And then he says, now listen to another surprise of love. It seems incredible. Once the soul has given us the freedom to imitate her, giving us the life within herself, giving us her feet, giving us her hands, giving us her mouth, we, triune God, call that soul to the imitation of us. letting her enter into our divine being, into the power that our fiat gives her in its step without feet, in her hands without work, in her breath without breathing. It's Jesus is doing this in us. We're giving Jesus the opportunity to reign in us, letting her be present everywhere, in the angels, in the saints, in the celestial queen, even inside our divine womb. Jesus says, I've got so much to tell you. Listen to another surprise of love. Once the creature has given us the freedom to imitate her, giving us life within herself, giving us her feet, her hands, her mouth, we call her to the imitation of us, Triune God, letting her enter into our divine being with the divine power of our fiat, giving her the steps without feet, letting her be present everywhere, in the angels, in the saints, in Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, even inside our divine womb. God created Adam to be in God's image and likeness. That doesn't mean we become gods, but we're that drop of water. The priest says every day at Holy Mass, share in divinity. Another surprise. Volume 35, 10, 19, 1937. Wherever it finds souls who are disposed, it loves itself. It fundicates them with its love. It sows in them its divine acts that, united together, form the great prodigy of the divine life in the creature. Therefore, abandon yourself. Become prey to my most holy divine will. Let it make of you whatever the divine will wants. And we shall be happy, you and us, Triune God. See, God is giving life, giving birth to us in its love, in the divine acts, united together to form the great prodigy of the divine life in humanity. Therefore, abandon yourself. Surrender yourself. Become docile. Become submissive. Let yourself become prey to my most holy divine will. And let the divine will make of you whatever the divine will wants. He wants you and I to become his divine masterpiece. And we shall be happy, you and God. Volume 35, 10, 25, 19, 37. One act in my divine will overwhelms heaven and earth. And if it does not find souls who are disposed to receive such a good, it puts itself on the lookout, spying, watching the circumstances, the occasions, the disillusions of life, ready to invest them, to embalm them, and give them the good that the divine will possesses. One act in my divine will. See, your acts in the divine will is overwhelming humanity. He says that if it does not find souls who are disposed to receive such a good, it puts itself on the lookout, spying everywhere throughout the world, those circumstances or occasions and disillusions of light. Why? Earth is not happiness. Ready to invest them, to embalm these souls, to give them the good that the divine will possesses. The human will can't bring anything. So God embalms that and gives to humanity the good of possessing the divine will. Like I said, when you pray your rounds, when you do your acts of the divine will every day, someone in the world is changing, and then they begin to live in it. Then someone else, it's an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. Volume 35, 1031, 1937. Since sweet Jesus takes great delight in speaking about his most holy divine will, as soon as he sees the creature disposed to listen to his story, to the book of heaven, God assumes the primary role of narrator, the word, Jesus, in order to make it known and loved. As you read the book of heaven, God is explaining everything to you. All your questions are answered in the book of heaven. When people say, well, what about this? And what about that? I said, read. Well, what about this? And what about that? Read. Well, you're avoiding the question. No, I'm not. Jesus wants you to hear what he has already done. He wants you to know this. And you're not going to know if with just by snapping your fingers, answer my question. You got to read it. You got to study it. You got to put this into practice. Well, where can I find it? In the book of heaven. Where in the book of heaven? Begin reading and you will find it. Therefore, repeating his little visit, Jesus tells Louisa, my daughter, if I wanted to speak to you always about my fiat, I would always have new things to tell you because its story is being eternal, never ends, either what it is itself or what it can do in the soul. All your questions are answered here. You keep on reading and you're going to go, oh, I didn't know this. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and it's going to be that awe of God as you read. Well, I've heard people say, I don't need it. I've got my saints. I've got Teresa of Avila. I've got Catherine of Siena. I don't need Louisa. Well, Louisa's not a saint. Louisa's the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. Louisa possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Listen to what Jesus says. I mean, we've listened to the saints for 2,000 years. Now listen to what Jesus says. So he says, you must know that one act in my divine will in the soul contains such divine power, divine grace, divine love, divine sanctity, that if my divine will did not operate a prodigy, the creature would not be able to contain it because it is an infinite act. And what is finite is not capable of embracing it at all. It can't embrace it at all. Now, why? Because we're finite creatures. That's why I'm saying when you read and you don't remember things, don't worry about it. Just keep on reading. Jesus is going to, when Jesus wants you to know, he's going to show it to you. But you got to read it. You got to digest it. You've got to masticate it, as he says. He says, this is what I need you to do. It's a prodigy. It contains an infinite act. You're incapable of embracing it. It's like St. Augustine watching the little boy on the shoreline running to the water, taking a cup and pouring it into the hole in the sand and running out to the water, taking the cup and pouring it in the sand. And St. Augustine says, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to empty the ocean into this hole. And he says, that's impossible. And then what did the little boy say? It's just as impossible as you, Augustine, trying to understand the divine will, comprehend, not the divine will, the triune God. You think your little pea brain can comprehend infinity? See, it's the divine will is fiat. God is feeding you every day as a little newborn. He's holding you every day as a little newborn. He's taking you where he wants to take you as a little newborn. Listen to where the love reaches. As the creature disposes herself, calling on my divine will, come divine will into the act, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, my divine will operates. And in operating, my divine will calls its infinity, its eternal life, its divine power, and it imposes itself over everyone and everything. It's immensity that calls and embraces everyone and everything. No one can set them aside from its divine operating. You see what you're doing by reading? You're changing the face of the earth. You're changing your family. You're changing your nation. You're changing your own soul. God is doing it. And once my divine will has enclosed everything, it forms its work. And see then what an act of my divine will is. It's an infinite act. It's an eternal act. It's armed with divine power. It's divinely immense, such that nobody can say, I wasn't there in that act. Everything, God wants us to participate with him. When he said, fiat lux, the universe began. He wants us there with him. When Our Lady said, fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. We are there with Jesus and Mary. And now with the fiat voluntas tua, it's so immense. It's everyone's involved in this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II promised us. Our love imposes itself on us in order to make us give what we are and also to honor ourselves for the honor of our operating will in the soul. Our love reaches such pretexts and yearnings of love that it would never want us to stop giving. God can't stop giving. Placing before us our divine immensity that never ends, our divine power that can give anything, our divine wisdom that can dispose anything. And these acts are divine acts, and they can form the passport for other souls. See, who signs the passport? That's how we started this. Who signs the passport? Jesus. It forms the passport for our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, for all people, past, present, and future, for anyone who wants this, to let them enter into our kingdom of our divine will. They shall give a child to our kingdom. So the more acts that are done in it, the more populated the kingdom shall be, and all the good shall overflow upon those who have been first to give life to my divine will in their acts. That's Louisa and the little children of the Holy Divine Will. It's going to be given to all of humanity. Volume 35, 11, 7, 1937. These truths on my divine will shall form the day, the new day, the eighth day of creation, and my fiat in the midst of creatures, insofar as they come to know them and to possess them. So shall this day keep forming. See, it's not the fullness yet. Therefore, as they begin to be known, the first truths that I've manifested to you, Louisa, provided that they have God's will, good will, and the disposition to make of them their own life, a more splendid dawn arises. But these truths shall also have the virtue of disposing humanity and of giving light to the many blind who do not know my divine will nor love it. As the dawn comes up, everyone's going to begin to see clearly. Then, he says, once the dawn is risen, okay, once the dawn is risen, it's not here yet, they shall be invested by a celestial peace, strengthened in more good, more of God. And they themselves shall yearn to know more truths and shall form the beginning of that new day of my divine will. It's not here yet. That dawn is very close. That's why Archbishop Vicari, that the dawn of a mystery, watch that, listen to it. A dawn of a new day is coming. Volume 35, 11, 12, 1937. Our love is perfect. We, triune God, we first love ourselves. We, triune God, secure our interests, our glory, our love. Then we, triune God, descend in the creatures, in loving them with our same love, glorifying ourselves with our own works in humanity. Who does not think himself first? Therefore, whether our will operates within us or in the souls in humanity, first it must give us, triune God, by right, what is due to us and befits us on behalf of all of humanity and of each one. And then the creature shall receive according to their dispositions. Volume 35, 11, 29, 1937. My pains carry the pains of humanity. And everything that the soul does before our divine majesty. So here Jesus shows us why he's on the cross. I carry the pains of all of humanity and everything that the soul does before our divine majesty, the good and the bad and the ugly, in order to make her want and do what I, Jesus, want and did. While the pains of the creature capture my pains on earth, to envelop all of humanity in my pains and in her pains, and to dispose them to receive the divine life of my divine will. It's through suffering. The union with me and of her pains with my pains produces the great prodigy of my life in the soul, who comes to operate, who comes to speak and suffer as if I were again living on earth. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, operate in my operating, speak in my speaking, suffer in my suffering. And I, Jesus, animate the whole of her being with the divine power of my acts, even her little trifles does in my life flow, so that all may be mine, animated by my creative power. And then the little soul may give me the love and the glory of my very life. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. And Jesus is asking us, are you willing to enter this prodigy of my life, to operate and speak and suffer as if Jesus were alive again on earth? Jesus, I want you to reign. I want you to be the Lord of my life, of my whole being. I want the power of your acts and even in my trifles done in your life, Lord, that all may be yours, animated by your creative power, that we may give you, Lord, the love and the glory of your very life in us. So we'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.